The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
ESP. ESP. It's on the phone.
On the phone.
From his home.
WIP.
We crushed that.
We did nail that one.
We did.
It's
a WIP.
We really are turning into, what's the other dude that drives around in the car doing karaoke? Oh. Steven somebody?
Does karaoke?
James Gordon.
That's
who it is.
Yeah. Car
James
karaoke.
Yeah.
Except we're on the radio.
Yeah, we're turning into that.
Carpool karaoke.
I don't mind.
No, it sounds good. People are looking forward to it.
And wait for 5:30 Creed here today.
Oh, boy.
I can just see people.
Oh, man, I can sense it.
Yeah, they're lining up.
Yeah, I can sense it. Boy, get a few more of these surf signs and everybody.
That's right.
Yes. It is the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Lansdale Family Dentistry with our friends from the Dudat Dental Group, Philadelphia Eagles Dentist. It is in support of the Eagles Autism Foundation. It's a party. You can see it outside. It's beautiful. Eagles cheerleaders just showed up. I'm told Swoop is coming. Then Reed Blankenship going to be here at 4.
There's a motorcycle.
Bunch of food. There is a motorcycle. Harley. Bunch of food. Bunch of drinks. So come on out. Join us.
Elliot not here.
But Elliot is on the phone, as the song says. Elliot Short Parks brought to you by Robin Ford. Online at robinford.com, where cars and trucks are sold cheap. Cheap. Elliot? How are we feeling?
Man, I'm sure everyone was just going wild there for the 3 p.m. ESP song. I can just tell the dentist office was going crazy.
They're staring at us. Yeah, they're staring at us.
I'm sure the cheerleaders were loving it. Everyone was going wild, I'm sure.
Yeah. So, Elliot, I have to say that Nick exposing the ankle injury during the press conference was one of my favorite Nick moments of all time. Wondering if you enjoyed it as much as I did.
Well, as a Sixers content creator, I'm sure this is very in your wheelhouse, right?
Secret injuries? Yep.
Yes, exactly. It was definitely a shocking moment, right, to an extent. I thought that something was up when Jalen didn't practice on Wednesday. I don't think you rest your franchise quarterback on a Wednesday for no reason. So I thought that he was dealing with something. I think there's two ways to look at this thing. One is the messaging part of it and, like, that type of circus thing. The other is the actual health of Jalen. And I think that they're two very different things to feel about. Like, I think Jalen is fine. I've seen Jalen for the last month. I've seen him play. I've seen him at practice. I've seen him around the facility. Like, I don't think this is much more than a bumps and bruise thing. That's just my opinion of it. Now, as for the messaging of it, like, yeah, this isn't good. The Eagles are probably going to be fined by the league for the way they handled the injury report, I would guess. And, you know, I think for a head coach, Nick, that is constantly having to beat back the idea that, you know, he's not involved or he's – I just think it just doesn't help that. So I think the messaging part of it is something they probably wish they would have handled better, but I don't think people need to be worried about the game on Sunday and Jalen's health.
So there's one thing that you didn't bring up in terms of concern, and that is Eagles Insider of the Year stuff.
That is where it all goes back to.
Yeah, now you didn't get the story. Manis did have the story immediately afterwards. But I also want you to hear how Howard handled it with the midday show today. Buzz, can you play that audio?
Why did Sirianni say Jalen has an ankle today?
I have no – maybe trying to give him an excuse or an out for resting him the other day. I watched him. Now, again, we don't see the real tough stuff in practice at the place. We see enough. And I saw him. He didn't have a limp. I saw him every day this week. And sometimes if a guy has an ankle injury, you'd see a slight little limp. I didn't notice one thing. And I walked right by him today. He was walking. I think he must have been doing some interviews for the broadcast. So he was walking into the bubble as I was walking in for Sirianni. I didn't notice nothing. I noticed nothing when he walked by me the other day for the news conference. Nothing. Nothing. Joe, you're scaring people for no reason.
No, but this is a major story. What do you want me to do with it?
Shove it up you know where.
I mean, very disappointing, yeah. First of all. Be a journalist one time.
Yeah.
I actually think you guys should feel better that two of the top insiders in the city are telling you it's no big deal. So hopefully that's the takeaway you have from that.
Yeah, but neither you had the scoop. How do we even trust you as insiders?
Yeah, you work for the flagship.
We were there. We saw Jalen. Like, yeah, I don't think it's anything you need to be worried about.
Okay, all right. Do you think... We've talked a lot about the Saquon touches. Do you think any of that will change on Sunday?
No, I think they've decided, this was at the bye week, that their best way to win is to run the football. And it's just hard to make that type of philosophical switch on offense and then worry about the touches of the running back, especially when he is such a special player. Devontae Smith talked today and said, you know, like, yeah, sometimes it can be tough when you know it's a run-first team and that you're not going to get those opportunities. But with how well Saquon's playing, it seems like the guys in the locker room are mostly understanding of this is how they're going to run it. So I don't think you're going to see a lack of touches for Saquon on Sunday. I think as long as he is healthy, they are going to essentially use the same game plan they have.
Sounds like you're ready to admit that this is a run-first football team.
Well, you know, Spike asked me last time on Tuesday if I'm ever willing to change my mind with new information. And this is one of those times. I should have listened to you guys.
Okay.
We can say they have a run-first identity if it makes you feel better. Yeah, they are run-first.
What makes us feel better?
It's just obvious.
There we go again.
You dolt.
Little Howard over here.
This isn't about it being obvious. This is about you guys admitting, wanting me to admit you changed my mind. Let's be honest.
Of course it is. No, we didn't change your mind. It's you actually acknowledging what everybody else sees.
Well, I'm still correct. Like, they are still a team that can throw the ball. So calling them a run-first team, I think, still implies that they can't throw it when they need to. I still think they can throw it when they need to. But, yes, they are a run-first team right now.
You are the worst. Did you say that Devontae said it's hard when he knows that they're going to be a run-first team?
Yeah, so I can send the audio. I'm paraphrasing here. But, like, it was essentially saying
that's
it
good.
Could be tough. Well, you want me to play it over the phone right now? I mean, so you're paraphrasing here. Essentially, it can be tough sometimes when you know you're not going to get the amount of targets that you would in an offense where there's, let's say, 45 throws a game instead of 20. So,
trouble in paradise, Elliot?
Now, listen. I don't view this as trouble in paradise. This is what alpha receivers are going to feel. And I don't fault them one bit whatsoever. What I would ask them to do is to suppress those feelings, put the team first. This is what's best for the team. You're winning football games, and this is how you're going to ultimately get the goal that you want, which is to win a championship. They want the football. I got no problem with AJ or Devontae wanting the football. Problem would be is, are you being disruptive and displaying that at the detriment of winning football games? That's when you're a bad teammate, and neither one of them have displayed that any iota this year. So them being receivers that want the ball, they should want the damn ball. If I was as good as they were, I'd want the ball too.
Well, but also, I think the benefit of paying all these guys is that there's not that aspect of it. Like, Devontae has his contract.
Oh, for sure.
I'm sure he wants the ball, but it's a lot different to want the ball when you're trying to earn $50 million guaranteed money the offseason than when you've already got that $50
million guaranteed. Yep. And that's where you got to give Howie credit for taking care of these guys early.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, even when we knew Devontae was up for a new deal, but you also make your number one wide receiver happy and complete by making sure he's one of the top paid wide receivers overall, including on his own team, and they took care of A.J. Brown this summer as well. I mean, that's how you keep your locker room a happy locker room.
Yeah, I also think a benefit of drafting guys that come from big-time programs, like Devontae has always played on teams with other guys that get the ball a lot. Like, yeah. When he was in Alabama, he was like Henry Ruggs, like all those guys were with him. So I think they're used to being like guys from Georgia. Like Jordan Davis talked about the lack of snaps he's getting, which I guess is a whole different conversation. But he said like
completely
he's
different.
A lot of snaps. So I think that is another part of this in terms of if Devontae's upset or not.
Now you added Jordan Davis into this.
Yeah.
And them talking about he's used to playing the lack of snaps. What is that? We're supposed to be positive about that?
Positive attitude about it, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, he has a positive attitude about not being good enough. Yeah, well, I guess I would too. Elliot, if the Eagles are a 7.5-point favorite, you said you're not particularly worried about Sunday's game. If there was something about Sunday's game that worried you, what would it be?
So I would take the Cowboys with the points, like if I was betting this game. I think the Eagles will win the game. But the two main things that concern me about this game, one, it's just a hard place for them to play. They haven't won since 2017. They get boat raced every time they're down there. I know that the other team is not as good as most years they play, but I'll believe it when I see it with this team winning in Dallas. So that's one part of it. The other is I do think the Cowboys will get a spark from Cooper Rush. He's not as good as Dak Prescott, but we have seen in this city a backup quarterback provides a spark that is often – better than what that player is. Foles has done it. Minshew has done it. I mean, Jeff, like all the backups we've seen do it. So I think there is a toughness of the game when the other team gets to play the underdog card, and that's what they get to play. So the Eagles are better, I think, probably at every single position than the Cowboys.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Boys are right now, but I still think this could potentially be a tricky game.
Well, the other thing that Baldy mentioned to us on Wednesday is that when the backup quarterback comes in there, they play a little bit differently. They give him more protection, and the other team, their team not quite as ready for that guy. So there is a one or two game sort of bump that a team can get from a backup quarterback simply because of those two things.
Yeah, and I will say, so Cooper Rush is 5-1 as a starter in his career, but if you look at that deeper, in the six games he started, the Cowboys' defense is giving up an average of about 12 points. So they've won those games with defense. The Cowboys' defense this year is really bad. They're, like, near the bottom of the league in a lot of statistical categories. They are going to get Micah Parsons back, but it's his first game back. And when you don't have DeMarcus Lawrence on the other side, I think it's a lot easier for that offensive line to key in and stop Micah. So I just don't think Cooper Rush is going to get the defensive support he normally does, and the weapons on the Cowboys' offense are really bad compared to what they used to be. So I think it's true you'll see different things from them. They just don't have the talent, I think, to hang with this team for four quarters.
Elliot, we just got a report that not only did Tim McManus scoop you, but he's got size 11 shoes.
Well, I'm on a 9.5 today, so I'm not okay. That far.
How does that happen, though?
He's wearing 9.5. It's an 8. You wear an 8. 9.5.
You put your big boy shoes on at the press conference?
You're like a little kid putting his dad's shoes on or something. What the hell is going on there?
The only way to get the sneaker I want is in a 9.5, and guess what? I'm getting a 9.5.
Hey,
I don't know what
just get to the North Pole, all right?
Yeah, all right. All right, Elliot.
All right, sounds good. I'll talk to you.
All right. Wow, Elliot sounded sad at the end of that.
Yeah.
You can hear the Go Birds podcast, which comes out every day, Go Birds Daily, by subscribing in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. 215-592-9494. Yoshi in Brewerytown. Yosh, you're on WIP. What up, Yosh?
My man, Spike, what up? No delay.
Big no delay at all.
What's up?
What up, Yosh?
Happy Friday. Hey, man, well, you got me over here training on that, Spike. I ain't going in front. I'm like, all right, where do I hit it at? I got to hit that note when he say this or when he say that. Woo! I'm glad I did it today, bro. I'm glad I did. I feel good. I called so early because Corey brought me up. And you are the worst, bro. I mean, God knows, man. I don't think you can remember anything. I don't think you can remember anything. What's name? You probably don't remember everything within the last 5 years immediately, bro.
You know what it is? It's songs and movies, man. I could see it or hear it, but I can't necessarily place exactly what the artist or the actor or actress is, yep. Man. It's tough for me. I only got so much capacity in this brain.
And you're a stream of conscious guy, so you look like you'll let it flow. You know?
Stream of what?
Stream of consciousness, right?
There, consciousness. There
yeah, easy.
I heard you say it, I think, yesterday. It was maybe the day before. Like, how you didn't joke the memory back saying it so much? Every time they said, do that, you do that, do that, do that. Like, how did you joke the memory back? You been jump-starting the daggone car. When are you going to turn over, bro? Like, golly, the light's coming on and everything. It must be your alternator. It must be your alternator, bro. It's gone. Man, I feel, you know what? The older you get, I'm going to make sure I stay close to you because I'm going to visit you. I'm like, all right, what's up with that $20 you owe me? I'm going to see, can I get some money from you? I know you got a little bag somewhere. People who talk broke got money. You know what I'm talking about.
Keep a Crown Royal bag now. I keep one of those, yeah.
Hey, bro, just like Grandma and Auntie them, I got one my dad on sale, bro. Hey, man. When it comes to the game, when it comes to Jalen, I ain't got no worries right now. My confidence is good with him right now. I mean, he's been playing real good. I mean, you do see some errant passes, but they far in between compared to where they were. I mean, we see the deep ball working a little bit better. We see the touch on the ball. You see him looking off the safety. Like last week, man, he made that safety sit down when he looked him off, and then he hit DJ. I mean, he hit Smitty in the back of the end zone. The touch on the ball that he threw to Saquon, where only he could get it in the end zone. I'm feeling good about him. And like E-Man said, we keep talking about 5-on-1 with Robert Rush. Ain't nobody worried about Robert Rush. What I'm saying, like E-Man said.
It's Cooper Rush, but what difference does it make?
Because we got a Cooper, so we're going to call him Robert. His name is okay. Robert Rush.
Oh, okay.
What's his name? Like E-Man
That's
said.
That's a way to clean it up.
Because that defense was superb. When that boy was starting. But they ain't superb this year. I mean, we ain't gonna sleep on them, but they superb this year. I mean, the boy got a passing completion percentage of a daggone 60%. Since our Cooper, the real Cooper Rush, has come into the game, him and daggone Q, I think they probably gave up 60-something yards since Cooper been playing. And on the year, Q in almost 300 snaps, that dude, what's name, he allowing a 57% passing percentage. Like, man, like, that boy ain't going to eat, man. He shouldn't be able to do nothing. If the defense bad and he playing bad, this game should be ours. As long as we don't go in there frolicking around, this game should be ours. It should
Yosh,
be ours.
You got a favorite Eagles-Cowboys memory?
Hey, man, what's the name? When Donovan ran around for 14 seconds and hit FedEx for a touchdown, that was great to me. What's the name? I mean, just seeing that boy run around for like a half an hour and then hit FedEx. The best person to hit after that, what's the name? Because, you know, he was loving it, wasn't he? Like, that boy
yeah,
was loving it.
About time.
That
he had to hit you with the about time. He had to tap his wrist to tell you it's about time. Then he did the people's champ, champ with the belt. Yeah.
Prime Donovan was a problem.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Listen, I still say, what's our last franchise quarterback?
Except for the Bronco.
No, he wasn't a franchise quarterback.
Meaning it actually
panned out and been a franchise quarterback. Okay. Yeah. Yes, yes.
All right, Yosh. Have a great weekend.
Real quick.
Yeah.
I can't stand none of y'all right now, but I'm rooting for you, man. You let that boy put a double nickel up on you last night. You really don't talk to him.
Yeah, you're in trouble in fantasy.
You better not.
I have Jamar Chase.
I went against Spike. I didn't even pay attention. I didn't look. I had other things I was worried about last night.
Jamar Chase put up 55 last night.
It's a wrap. Yeah, we want me to do.
And I forgot to get a new defense, so I started the Bengals defense, which is like a minus six.
It don't even matter. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
We started the Bengals defense, and I did this with my fraudulent team. Shut up, Spike. I love y'all. Happy Friday.
I didn't even look.
Dude, I saw that final line this morning, like 240 yards, three touchdowns. I was like, oh, I'm back.
Yeah.
I'm back.
You know what's crazy?
What's that?
I looked in the other two leagues.
Oh, you didn't look at this one.
I didn't look at this league. I'm like, man, I hope I wasn't going against no Bengals or Ravens last night.
Yes, sir.
Man.
Yep.
Yeah, it's over.
And I forgot I was going against you, and I looked at this. I was like, oh, Ike's cooked.
Oh, yeah, it's a wrap.
There's no way. Let me ask you this, Ike.
Yeah, it's over.
Micah Parsons coming back. You worried at all about Micah Parsons, Fred Johnson on Sunday? I mean, they've been helping Fred Johnson out a little bit, but he's allowed a good number of quarterback pressures.
And Micah be fresh. He hasn't played in about a month, it seems like. Like he's been out for a few weeks. This is the team he wants to ultimately play for, so he wants to play well against the Eagles.
Yep.
Yeah, I think when he's out there, you always have to be worried about him. Like, this is you know my theory when it comes to gambling, right? When I say, you know, a road team being heavily favored on the road against a divisional opponent. So I, too, would take the Cowboys plus the 7.5.
Yeah, a 7.5-point favorite
at home.
That's
a lot of points at home for a divisional game. I don't view this as an easy win. It may become comfortable late in the game if we play our cards right, and I could see us getting a late touchdown to sort of push us up to 9 or 10 points.
Yep.
And if the margin of victory may be greater than what the game ultimately was.
That ends up like a 31-17 or 31-20 or something like that.
Yeah, when it was really just 24-20 a minute ago.
Right.
So I could see that Sunday. I could see that Sunday. Yeah, this is the game. Cooper Rush has enough starts under his belt. And like I said, Dallas has nothing to lose.
No.
Those are always dangerous teams.
And if they're going to save their season,
it's going to start here.
All right. Would you be concerned if Jalen Hurts has to throw the ball more? And we are looking for your favorite Eagles-Cowboys moment, 215-592-9494. Now, the weirdest thing, guys, is that, you know, Tornado Shapiro has pushed his way into the show as the official meteorologist of the show.
Damn.
But you don't really have to worry about the weather in Dallas. So I told him you don't have to call, but he's insisting on a forecast next. So Tornado Shapiro will join us next. We're at Lansdale Family Dentistry, the Dudat Dental Group.
Dudat.
If you would like to be a new patient, they are accepting new patients. So PhiladelphiaEaglesDentist.com. This is all in support of the Eagles Autism Foundation. It is a party. Reed Blankenship joins us at 4. And then from 4:30 to 6, he's just going to take pictures, sign autographs. Yeah. And there's food outside. The Eagles cheerleaders are outside. Swoop's outside. There's booze outside. Drinks, am I allowed to say? Thanks to Max Neighborhood Bar, Neighborhood Beverage. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.